What is up, everybody? Welcome back to University of Adversity. This episode, we have another solo episode for you today. And I wanted to get into a couple key tools and practices that have impacted my life when I'm going through adversity, but most importantly, when I really want to create a new life. So what we're going to talk about today is there's a question that I got from a friend of mine. I was leading her community. There's about 20 of them on a breathwork journey online. And she asked me a couple questions before we got started. And one of the questions stood out. And I think that it'll be helpful for you guys to know and what to prioritize in your personal development, healing, and creating the life you desire process. So the question was, what's more important, breathwork or meditation? And it's such a great question because I think people get confused with this. And, you know, I'll say right off the top, you don't have to choose one or the other. Breathwork and meditation go hand in hand. And the goal of meditation is to quiet your mind, to go into your heart, to go into your body. And there's different kinds of meditations where you can focus on parts of your body. You want to send healing energy to that. Or there's part where you just focus on nothing, the nothingness. And if something comes into your awareness, you observe it and you let it go. You don't give it thought or energy, right? So there's different kinds of meditation. And breath work, now to me, only is going to enhance that practice. Now I'm speaking to you about like a daily practice. And when you're in the shit where you're going through something and you don't have time to do a long journey, right? An hour, 2 hour journey. You want to have the tools that you can use any time of the day, right? So what's worked for me is having a 5 to 10 minute breathwork practice, which I currently use Awaken Daily, which is a 5 minute practice that I learned from my mentors. As you guys know, I was certified in the Awaken Breathwork Method. It's a 9-month rigorous program. And it went a lot deeper than just breathwork and somatics. There's a lot of different stuff I went through and had to learn. And so I have a deep understanding of this. And their daily practice has been very powerful in my life. So I do basically it's 10 breaths in, 10 breaths out. Pause for 10 seconds on the final breath. You breathe out. And then you do 20 breaths in, and then you hold, and then you let the 20th breath out, and you hold for 20 seconds. And then you repeat that for 30. And then you count down 30, and then you hold your breath as long as you can once you've exhaled. And then you ask yourself in your mind, what does my inner guidance want me to know right now? And this is powerful because then what I like to do is go right into a meditation. So when someone says, well, should I do one or the other? I think if the goal of the meditation is to go deep with your meditation, then it's important to move that energy and get things going with the breath work. So it's easier for you to surrender to the meditation. And I have found it to be a lot easier because there's days where I get up and if I try and just sit in meditation, I'm tired or I don't want to do it. But if I do some, you know, deep connected breaths, either through my nose or through my mouth, you know, full connected breaths, then I move that stuck energy. I move that feeling, that stagnant energy, and I feel connected and I can sit in the meditation better. So I would recommend find yourself a daily practice. Like I'm going to be creating my own. Within the next few months, we're really going to be stepping up with the breathwork stuff and the coaching and all of that. You guys, I've been really procrastinating on getting that out into the world. And it's just, I've been waiting for just, I don't know, you know, sometimes there's a lot of phases in this journey. And I've been on so many so far in this journey, the last 6 years of entrepreneurship and the book and the podcast. And I've been wanting to launch this breathwork stuff for a while. You know, I've done a whole whack of sessions, group sessions, one-on-one sessions, but I haven't officially launched like a program or like my own daily practice or an app or freebies, you know, you get what I'm saying? And that's my intention. So the reason I say that is to that, keep your eye open for that. That will be coming. But for now, find yourself a daily practice. Go do Awaken Daily. It's on YouTube. You can follow Lucas Mack and Hella Weston on Instagram. They've been my mentors and they're fantastic. I've got to learn from some of the best in the business. Lucas is Jake Paul's mentor, breathwork meditation coach, which has helped him win a lot. And they work with very high profile people that are really kicking ass in life. So I feel very confident sending you guys to their program or their daily practice, because I think it's important to have that. And then have a meditation. There's plenty of meditations out there. For me, what I like to do is a Dr. Joe Dispenza meditation. So I'll do my own version of my breath work. I'll sometimes tweak what I just told you, do that, and then I'll go into like a Dr. Joe Dispenza advanced meditation, where I won't get into that too much because I don't want to confuse you. But I've been a student of his, not like one-on-one, but I've been to two of his advanced retreats. I've learned, I've been doing his meditations for years, and they really help me. So ideally on a perfect day, I'll do breath work 5-10 minutes, and then I'll go into like 45 minute, even to an hour and 15 minute meditation. You don't have to do that much. This has been something that I've worked up to, right? And I don't always do an hour meditation. I'll do minimum 30 minutes. Like I rarely miss one day without doing it. Like maybe I won't, if I miss it in the morning, I'll do it later or at night. And it's been like an anchor for me. So, you know, for the longest time, so I'll get into a little bit of a backstory about meditation, because some people have a misconceptions about it. So I initially discovered meditation in 2013. I was reading the book, The Power of Now. I was tired of reading books that made me feel like shit. I came from a party lifestyle, moved to Australia. I just felt like I wanted to read something different. And Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now really showed me a different perspective on what the present moment means and what it meant to be still. And there was something about it that intrigued me. So then after I read that book, I went and I started to think, I went and looked at like Buddhism and like these like meditations and, you know, all this stuff. I was like, what is this meditation stuff? Like, what is the deal? And that was when the seed was planted. And by no means did I become some meditator it took years to kind of fully embody it. But that was when the seed was planted. And throughout those years until, you know, 2017, I would do them sporadically. I would use different apps. There's different apps, and I just started to do it. And then in 2017, when I was sober for a year is when I really got into it, and it helped me get a lot of clarity. If somebody has, I'll speak for myself. If I had a very busy mind in my head a lot, and I found that sitting in meditation allowed me to get out of that mind. The ego is funny. It's trying to keep us safe. It's trying to make stories up. And it's like, it's a record of the past, right? So everything that we see is a record from the past. So everything in the present, the ego is trying to run the movie through that lens. And it's not true all the time, right? So you have to be able to quiet that and go within and actually connect to your heart and your truth. And that's where you start to feel insight and you start to get connection to your intuition. And it's powerful, but it takes practice. And for me, it was an absolute game changer. So as I started to go down the rabbit hole of meditation and doing more personal development work and all of that stuff, I started to go deeper into it. And I discovered Dr. Joe Dispenza. And I talk about this in my book about it being so life-changing. You know, I did a 2-week-long advanced retreats there, one in Denver, one in Cancun. And we meditated for like a week straight, and it was really intense. And there was one time we meditated in our last morning, it was like 4 hours, but you condition yourself, right? And once you start to see the calmness and the connection that you feel to a higher power, whether it be God, universe, for me, it's God now, universe, God, like that higher self, you just feel a connection. And it's hard to explain, but when in a very disconnected world, what I can tell when I'm disconnected, especially on my phone, and my mind is running crazy, when I meditate and I tap in, I'm able to tune into that and I feel more connected, and it helps me focus It helps me stay calm. And it helps me connect to my intuition to get insight for questions that I have or things that need to come into my awareness. And it's been very, very helpful. And it's sort of evolved over the years into what it is now, where it's my daily practice. But then breath work came into the mix in 2020 when I was in Aubrey Marcus's Fit for Service. And I first did it online and I was blown away on how crazy and how deep I went from online. It was wild. And then I did it in person at Anahata Ananda's ceremony at one of our summits in Sedona. And it felt like I was in a movie or something. It was crazy. And I was fascinated by the power of our breath. Like the fact that we can connect to this different world, non-ordinary states of consciousness. There's so much there and I'm not going to get too deep into it. But once I started to feel that, I started to think about, wow, we have access to this. And I found the most tangible shift from that. So then starting to combine the breath work with the meditation, it's like supercharging your meditation, right? So to come back to the beginning of like, should you meditate or should you do breath work? If you're asking me the honest truth, it's both. It's both. And let's just say you only had 5 minutes. 5-10 minutes, I would say prioritize breathing, do the breath, and then if you can only sit for 2 minutes, sit for 2 minutes. I think being able to move that stuck energy, to be able to get moving, your body moving, your breath, your lungs, getting in that air can be more beneficial than sitting in a meditation if you only have a short period of time, right? If you need to change up your state, you need to feel good, you got 5 minutes, that's what I'd say. But I would say, at the minimum, do 10 minutes, right? Sit, do the breath work for 5 minutes, give yourself another 5 minutes minimum for meditation, and you'll see. And the magic is in the daily practice, right? When you get up, prioritizing it. And for me, when I don't do it, I don't feel as focused. I feel scatterbrained and I just don't feel as connected to my purpose. I don't feel as I don't feel as driven to the depth of what I want to do, you know? And I've tried different ways. I've tried not doing it right away, working right away. And personally, my productivity isn't better when I don't meditate first or breath work first. Like I find that first. And then if I need to just go into work, perfect. But I got to do that first for myself, right? I'll get up, I'll drink some water, electrolytes. I'll go right to the cold shower. That way I'm kind of awake. And then I usually have like a protein shake with some matcha. I pre-make this stuff before bed. And then I'll drink that scoop of protein, matcha, and then I will sit and meditate. Because it's hard for me to do breath work and meditate, you know, when I'm up early. Let's say this morning I was up at 4:30 and I did it. It's hard if I don't have a little caffeine. If you can do it without, great. But that's what I do. And then, you know, today I did a Dr. Joe Dispenza. I went deep. It was like an hour and 15 minutes. And that was perfect for me. Again, it doesn't have to be like that for you guys, but I really think that having a practice like breath work, meditation can be very, very powerful at helping you move through challenging moments. It helps you release blocks. It can help you heal trauma. The breath work will help you complete the stress response. What happens when we get trauma is the stress response gets stuck and it doesn't have the full time. It doesn't get to be completed. So it gets frozen in time, right? And then that frozenness is connected to an event or something or people. And it's like a trigger. And now it's stuck in time like a kinked garden hose. So that any time when you go on and there's in life and there's anything that reminds you of that emotion or that feeling or that event, you get trauma, you can feel it. And then you usually have some sort of addictive behavior or pattern that will take you out of that discomfort. And we really most times don't even know that we're doing it. That's how addictions are. All it is you just want to feel better in the moment, this discomfort that comes. And what happens with breath work is that it allows you to complete the stress response. So when you're breathing, whatever comes up will come up. You don't have to relive the event, but the emotions, the feelings that come up, it allows you to feel them, breathe through them, express them, and then let them go. So people have big releases with breath work. And that's why it can be really, really powerful for you if you're going through shit or you feel stuck. But also, if you were wanting to create something, you wanting to push through the ceiling, like let's say you want to manifest something or you want to create something and you feel like you're plateaued, it can be very powerful. And this is the one that I do most with clients and groups, is like the visualization and putting you in the future of what it's going to feel like when you have that thing. And while you're breathing, the music, the visualization can be very powerful at helping you feel what it's like to have that thing right now. Cause that's all it is. It's all happening now. And if you could rehearse the feeling of what it's going to feel like when you get that thing now, it's going to bring that thing closer to you. If you combine that visualization, the elevated emotion with aligned action, that's it. It's only a matter of time. So these practices don't have to be complicated, but they should be part of your daily practice, right? Start small. There's plenty of people online doing this stuff. Now, you know, but I would say if you're going to follow anybody, go to Lucas Mack, Hella Weston, do Awaken Daily. And, you know, if you want to have the daily practice, I'm also now doing one-on-one sessions. If it's something that you want to give a try, the first session is 3 hours and we go deep. It's a coaching combined with breath work. It is a bit of an investment, but I'm telling you, if transformation is what you want, this can be powerful. I'm also going to be offering packages and a 90-day transformation mentorship. So if you have questions about that, let me know. And yeah, but you don't have to do that to start. I think just starting simple, seeing how you feel with a little bit of breath work, a little bit of meditation, I believe it can really help you with whatever situation you're in right now. And this is just about helping you become, you know, the best you can be, to be limitless. You know, like that movie, Bradley Cooper. Who doesn't want to feel like that? We have access to breath. We have access to our intuition. We have access to energy that can give us that fuel. And it's just a matter of belief. It's a matter of how bad you want it. And tools can be very, very powerful. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me. Happy to answer them. But like I said, we're living in a really crazy time. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things that are trying to pull you away from doing what you want to do, your mission, whether it's your purpose of, you know, your business or your family or whatever it is you're doing. There's always these things that pull you away. And to be able to have tools that can bring you back to yourself, your connection to source, to spirit, to yourself, and the present moment is everything. So also, you guys, if you don't have a copy of Mastering Adversity, my new book, well, it's not new anymore. It's going to be out 2 years now, coming up in September. If you don't have a copy yet, feel free to grab a copy. That supports the show. And I go into a lot of that stuff that I talk about. I got the 5 A's for mastering adversity. I got the 4 adversity archetypes to help self-awareness in your life, how you're showing up. And yeah, I really go into a lot of what I said about the power of these tools and how to unlock that warrior within and really show up for yourself. So thanks, everybody. And as always, subscribe wherever you're listening to this, whether it be Apple, Spotify, you know the drill. And I really appreciate it. Leave a review also if you did get value from this. And what else is there? That's it. You guys have an amazing week, and we'll catch you next time.